This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are other religions which say that because of the sin of the woman, pregnancy is a curse on the woman. And Almighty God, according to other religions, they say that the woman bears labor pains in pain because of a sin. Pregnancy degrades the woman in other religions. But in Islam, it's the opposite. Pregnancy uplifts the woman. Allah says in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse number 1, respect the womb that bore you. Allah says in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31, verse number 14, that we have ordained the human beings to be good to their parents. In travail upon travail did the mother bore them, and in years twain was the weaning. Allah says in Surah Aqaf, chapter number 46, verse number 15, we have enjoined on the human beings to be good to the parents. In pain did the mother bore you, and in pain did she give him birth. So pregnancy uplifts a woman, does not degrade her. And the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, chapter number 2, Book of Adab, hadith number 2, a man approached the Prophet and asked him that who deserves the maximum love and companionship in this world. The Prophet said, your mother. The man asked after that who? The Prophet repeated, your mother. The man asked after that who? Again the Prophet said, your mother. The man asked for the fourth time, who next? Then the Prophet said, your father. In short, 75%, 3/4 of the love and companionship goes to the mother. 25%, 1/4 goes to the father. In short, mother gets the gold medal, she gets the silver medal, as well as the bronze medal. The father has to be satisfied with the mere consolation prize. I have to mention some things about women's rights in the lecture of Universal Brotherhood. Though my son, Farik, I believe, may have done more justice to this topic, I just want to mention again that in Islam, men and women are equal, but equality does not mean identicality. They're equal, but they are not identical. In some aspects, the men have a degree of advantage. In some aspects, the women have a degree of advantage. And I have to repeat the example given by my son, that if in a class, two students, A and B, both get 80 out of 100, both come out first in the class, and if we analyze the answer sheet, there are 10 answers to 10 questions. In answer to question number 1, student A gets 9 out of 10. And student B gets 9 out of 10. So student A has the degree of advantage over B in answer number 1. In answer to question 2, student B gets 9 out of 10 and student A gets 9 out of 10. So in answer to question number 2, student B has the degree of advantage over A. All the remaining answers from question number 3 to question number 10, all the remaining 8 answers, both A and B, get 8 out of 10. So if you add up, student A also gets 80 out of 100, student B also gets 80 out of 100. But student A has the advantage over B in answer number 1, and student B has the advantage over A in answer number 2. But overall, both are equal. Similarly, in Islam, men and women are equal, but equality doesn't mean identicality. In some aspects, the men have a degree of advantage. In some aspects, the women have a degree of advantage. If a robber enters my house, I'll not tell my wife or my daughter, go and fight because I believe in women's liberalization, I believe in equality. Since Allah says in the Quran in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 34, that Allah has given more strength to the male as compared to the female. So here, in strength, the men have a degree of advantage, and it's their duty that they have to protect the women. As far as love and companionship of the children to the parents are concerned, the mother has 3 times more advantage as compared to the father. So overall, men and women in Islam are equal, but equality does not mean identicality.